Hi, I'm Paul Kronforst, host of the WISN Remodeling Show and a proud longtime Callan customer. Just as we need to protect our bodies from weather extremes by wearing sunscreen in the summer and warm clothes in the winter, the same applies when it comes to our homes, which is usually the largest investment we will ever make. Protecting your investment is a means of ensuring that issues don't arise down the road. Siding your home with durable, aesthetically pleasing, low-maintenance products is one way to do this. In the past, paint was the product used to protect our home's skin. Whether the siding was wood or aluminum, scraping and painting it every few years was a tedious task. Safety was also a concern, especially when it came to painting hard-to-reach areas. With the advent of low-maintenance siding products, those days are gone. Callan offers a variety of types, styles, and colors of siding to suit just about every taste. Two types that can make a dramatic impact on curb appeal are vinyl siding and insulated vinyl siding. Vinyl siding, which has been around since the early 1960s, has historically received a bad rap, as it was, and often still is, seen as a cheap siding alternative. In the past, it was known to warp in extreme climates and easily fade. Colors were limited to lighter tones to reduce heat absorption, and profiles were restricted to a horizontal clapboard style. Through the years, manufacturers such as Mastic and Royal changed this paradigm and reformulated their products, greatly increasing sustainability and color retention in all climates. Not only are deep, dark, rich colors now offered, shake, shingle, half round, vertical board and batten, Dutch lap, and architectural profiles and accents have been added to the mix. Though vinyl siding is designed to protect a home's outer shell from the elements, energy savings now plays a major role in siding replacement as well. One way to combat the effects of heat and cold is by installing insulated vinyl siding. There are two schools of thought when it comes to insulating homes. The aim of the most common one is to retain conditioned or heated air within the house by way of wall and attic insulation. Another way of providing increased energy efficiency is counteracting the thermal bridging effect in homes, which occurs when the interior and exterior of a home are connected or bridged by a material that insulates poorly. Using insulated siding helps provide a barrier to prevent heat loss or gain at the points where the studs contact the outer wall of the house and other areas where thermal bridging commonly occurs. Back in the early 1990s, companies like Mastic and Royal started laminating foam insulation to the backside of their vinyl siding. Expanded polystyrene is the most common insulation material used in insulated siding. Not only can it increase the insulation R factor, which is the resistance to heat loss, it creates straighter lines and lays flatter than conventional vinyl siding, making it more effective on irregular walls. It also reduces outside noise and the amount of heat loss or gain from the house. For more information on the benefits derived from installing vinyl siding or to arrange an initial consultation, call Callan at 414-529-5509.